This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green
stumble. Just made it. Yeah. Everyone all set, cocked, locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. I'm delighted you're with us in class today. And we broadcast 2 hours from high top the Missouri Ozark Mountains, 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. Central Time, and tape delayed in other parts of the country and all over the world. If you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call. 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. If you want to listen on your telephone, 605-477-3249. Well, we're going to be talking about one of my favorite subjects today. Taxes. Taxes. I'm allergic to paying taxes. I really am. And I was listening to GCN during the commercial breaks, and Dan Pilla's got an advertisement and on GCN, and he says there's no such thing as a hopeless tax problem. He's absolutely right. Welcome, Dan Pilla.
Hey, Vince, how you doing?
I am really doing well. I am. I'm delighted. And class, let me give you Dan Pilla's website, danpilla.com. I'll spell that for you. D-A-N, as in Daniel, Pilla, P-I-L-L-A.com. Dan Pilla, D-A-N-P-I-L-L-A.com. And Dan, I'm really fascinated. I was reading your story about, well, heck, 1974, the IRS. Here's what it says on your website. In 1974, the IRS seized my father's business for back tax debts. They padlocked the doors and auctioned the equipment for a few cents on the dollar. That's how it starts.
Yeah, that was the start, Vincent, for sure.
Yeah. Can you tell us the rest of the story? How did it go?
Let me give you a little more background. Yeah. My dad had a small business here in our hometown of St. Paul, Minnesota. He got behind on his employees withholding taxes. He had, I don't know, five, six employees, whatever it was, in his little printing business he had. Got behind on the employees withholding taxes. And as I said, and as you said, in 1974, the IRS seized the shop, padlocked the doors, and auctioned the equipment off for a couple cents on the dollar. And then in 1977, 78, right in there somewhere, they tried to seize and sell our family home. And I came home one day, and my mom was sitting at the table with this letter from the IRS in her hand, and she hands it to me, and she says, "What do you make of this?" Well, I read it, and I said, "Well, it looks like they're going to try to seize the house." And she says, "Well, you know, what do we do about that?" And of course, Vincent, I had no idea what to do about that at the time. I was just a kid, and had no background in law in general, never mind tax law in particular. And so, you know, what I did is I went over to the local law library, local law school on the other side of St. Paul, just on the other side of downtown, and you know, not 3 miles from our house. And I just went into the law library, and I started fumbling around in the Internal Revenue Code, which I was pointed to by the librarian. Hey, where's the tax law? And she points to this row of books. And I start fumbling around in this thing, not even knowing what I was looking for or what I was doing. But I did stumble onto an area of the tax code that deals with taxpayers' rights issues. and limits the power of the IRS. And so I start reading in this section of the law, and I didn't get six pages into it and discovered that the IRS was proceeding illegally to seize the home. And so I did what any kid would do under the circumstances. I sued the IRS. And just using the materials that I found in the law library, I pasted together a lawsuit and sued the IRS and challenged their action of trying to seize my mother's house to pay my dad's tax liability. It was his business. It was his employment tax liability. She had nothing to do with it. She didn't owe the tax, and yet they're trying to take, you know, a piece of property that she has an interest in to pay his taxes. That didn't seem all that right to me. And in fact, you know, that's exactly what that particular provision of the tax code talked about was you know, keeping the IRS from taking property of one taxpayer to settle the debt of another taxpayer. And so, you know, I filed this lawsuit, and I've pretty soon found myself in a federal courtroom in Minneapolis in front of a federal judge. And the IRS flew this attorney in from Washington, D.C. to have my case thrown out. And so I said to the judge, look, judge, the law says this, and they're trying to do something that's contrary to law. They shouldn't be allowed to get away with it. And that was about the extent of my argument. And that was about the, you know, that's about all I said. And I sat down, and this attorney stood up, and he started, you know, blathering all these things about court cases this and statutes that. And I didn't know what the guy was talking about. And when he was all finished, the judge looked at him and pointed at me and said, he's right. And he slammed the gavel. And I thought, well, this is easy. And so I was able to stop the IRS. And the interesting thing about the story, Vincent, is that in between the time that my dad's print shop got sold, you know, in between the time he got in trouble with the IRS in the first place and that day in that courtroom in Minneapolis, he got involved in what was called, you know, what's called the tax protester movement. And you know what that is. There are these people that say the tax laws are illegal, they're unconstitutional, that the United States government is not, the IRS is not part of the United States government, and you know, it's a violation of the Fifth Amendment. You know, all these various arguments, right, that you've heard. Well, my dad was hip deep in that stuff by the time he got, you know, by the time I was in that courtroom in 1978, 79. You know, so this is how long ago we're talking about this having happened. And these arguments were around at that time, and they weren't working. And so, you know, my dad's tax protester buddies were in the courtroom that day watching the proceedings, and they saw what the judge did, and they heard what he said. And so of course, they all had tax problems, right? Because they're all tax protesters, and they either have problems because they're tax protesters, or they're tax protesters because they have problems. One way or the other, they all had tax problems. And so by the time I got home to my mother's house, they were lined up at the door and said, you know, Dan, can you help me with my tax problem? I said, sure, I'm undefeated, baby. Let's go here. And so that was it. I mean, it was kind of an instant practice, and I was dealing with all these various enforcement cases at that time and cut my teeth on these difficult, you know, challenging enforcement cases.
Dan, in a previous life, I was a computer jockey and had a computer manufacturing business in a small rural village and county in Virginia. And as a guy who built computers and networks, I had all kinds of customers. And a couple of those customers were tax preparers. And I got to spend a lot of time installing software and, you know, making the network robust to, you know, handle all of these tax documents that were being prepared. And it was year after year because the tax code changes every year. And there's preliminary software, and then there's the final version and so forth. So I spent a lot of time in the back room and in the offices of the people who were preparing taxes. Customers would come in for this tax preparation company, and they always said the same thing. They'd bring in a bag of receipts, and they would say to the tax preparer or the owner of the business, look, here are my receipts. I don't want to pay a lot of taxes, and don't get me audited. And it was always the same thing. And those are, in my world, mutually exclusive. You know, if you don't want to pay taxes, you have to take it to the limit, and there's a risk that you're going to be audited. But that's okay if you do everything above board. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I agree. I absolutely agree with that. You know, and I've heard people say that, you know, to me 1,000 times. And Vincent, I've seen the other side of it as well, where people will say, you know what, I know I'm entitled to these various deductions, but I don't want to claim them because I'm afraid of an audit. Well, just because you don't claim deductions doesn't mean you're not going to be audited. And the only thing it guarantees when you don't claim deductions you're entitled to is that you pay taxes you don't owe. And in this case, you know, in my response to those people, Vincent, is exactly what my response would be to your scenario, and that is, look, if the deductions are legitimate, claim them. And if you are audited by the IRS, just simply be prepared to prove that your deductions are legitimate, that you in fact incurred the expenses that you say on the tax return you incurred. As long as you can prove your tax return is correct, there's no downside to an audit other than the fact that, you know, you got the time and the hassle and so forth of producing the records. But if you organize yourself when you file your tax return as if you're going to be audited, in other words, you assume that the IRS is going to look at your return, you have everything ready to go when you prepare your tax return, because you have to have everything organized to begin with when you prepare the return. You can't prepare a tax return unless you've got the stuff all organized for yourself. So just keep it organized and make sure that it's available if the return is challenged. Because here's the thing you need to understand. Every single tax return that's filed goes through a pretty intensive screening process by the IRS's computers. And every single line of the tax return, and the tax return goes through what they call a discriminant income function system analysis, all right? It's called the DIF program, D-I-F. And what it means is that every line of your tax return is compared with national and regional statistical averages for a person in your same income category and profession. If any one line of your return is out of sync with those averages, the difference is scored. It's called a DIF score. The higher the score, the more likely you are to be audited. And so when they select, and about two-thirds of all the returns selected for face-to-face audit are selected through this DIF program. And so just because the computer selects your return for audit doesn't mean the return is wrong. And this is what people need to understand. They think that because they've been selected for audit, they made a mistake and they got caught, and now it's going to cost them money. And that's not true at all. What happens is the computer says, this line looks funny compared to the averages. It doesn't mean it's a mistake. And so now you step up with your receipts and you prove that your tax return is correct, that particular entry is correct. You got the documents to support it. You're good to go. You're not going to face an audit. You're going to keep your money in your pocket where it belongs. It's not that you're not going to face an audit. It's that you're going to survive the audit without having to pay additional money to the IRS.
And the IRS has a condensed rule book. We can talk a little bit about that when we come back. Class is called Publication 17. Publication, the number 1 and 7. And you can look that up. You can just go to your favorite search engine, type in pub, space 17, and you can download it from irs.gov. It's the rules as they publish them, the rules at which you can then learn how to play the game. We'll be right back.
My name is Tiara, and I was suffering from hormonal imbalances since my early 20s. I never had a normal cycle and was at my wit's end trying to figure out how I could normalize my cycles. I heard about One World Way and was convinced that I had to give it a try. I started drinking the protein and noticed a change in my overall well-being with the first drink. I could not believe it. I finally felt normal again and finally had the energy to work out and hired a personal trainer. I drastically improved my diet and began an exercise regimen. I would drink the One World Way pre- and post-workout and noticed I was toning up. I recently competed in my first powerlifting competition and placed third. I've really come a long way, and I'm grateful to Stephen Hewer of Synergistic Nutrition and everyone that supports us on our journey to health and wellness.
One World Way is the real deal when it comes to whey protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325, or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
And I like avoiding paying taxes. I really do, because it's my money. And money doesn't grow on trees around my neck of the woods here at the farm. So I have to work really hard for our money. And I just did a quick calculation during the commercial break. I've been preparing my own taxes since 1976. So that's about 42 years. So for 42 years, I have been doing exactly what Dan Pilla was talking about. So if you prepare and organize and categorize your tax documents, and you mark on them why you did what you did when you did it, and then if you download Publication 17 and you write in the margins why you did what you did, your audit is already prepared, exactly as he said. And so if you get audited next year, the year after, or up to 3 years later, you just pull out that folder, you've got your receipts, you've got it documented, and you know why you did what you did. You're ready to go. You just review it. You spend a couple hours reviewing it, and then you take the whole family to the audit as an educational experience. And that's another tax deduction. Dan, what do you think?
Well, you know, I agree with everything up until taking the whole family to the audit. I don't know why you couldn't do that.
Well, I've done it.
Put it this way, I've had the IRS challenge in the past dependent exemptions on a tax return. Well, I don't believe you've got six kids. I don't believe you've got seven kids. Yeah, well, let me march them in here, and they can all shake hands with you. And so we've certainly done that in the past, no question about that. But getting to the hardcore stuff here, Vincent, what you talk about organizing your documents, you know, was consistent with what I was saying. Because here's the thing. You know, I've heard people say this 1,000 times to me. Well, you know, this audit is for 4 years ago. I can't remember what happened 4 years ago. Well, that's true. Most people cannot remember what happened 4 years ago. But when you are putting the documents together, it's not 4 years ago. It's contemporaneous. Well, let me give you a perfect example. Suppose you're a salesperson and you're on the road traveling and you have to keep track of your travel and your meal expenses. All right. When you keep track, when you incur those expenses, you get receipts. And so here we are in July of 2018. If you're a traveling salesperson and you're traveling around in July of 2018, you're keeping your receipts now and you're making your notes now. Those are contemporaneous records. You're doing all that when it's fresh in your mind. You can't do that 3 or 4 years later when you're trying to prepare for an audit. At that point in time, you're not going to remember. Your records aren't going to be contemporaneous. You might be missing certain things. Your memory certainly is going to be foggy, no question about that. And so that's why it's important to do this stuff on a contemporaneous basis so that you've got the documents organized and you got all your notes. You mentioned notes in the margins. This is very important to put contemporaneous notes on these records so that you've got all of the reference material you need so you can explain exactly to an auditor 3 or 4 years later. Well, this receipt was for my travel to Milwaukee, and here's what I did in Milwaukee, and these are the people I saw when I was in Milwaukee, and this is the nature of the business we had when I was. Now it's all fresh because you have the notes.
You know, this afternoon after the broadcast, I'm going to be traveling from our farm into the big city, Springfield, Missouri. And it's about a 100-mile round trip. I need to get some plumbing parts for the farm. It's all legitimate. Well, that 100-mile trip is a deduction at 53 cents per mile.
Sure.
That's a $53 tax deduction.
Sure.
Absolutely all legitimate. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to write on the receipt that I get, you know, at the supply store that has these plumbing parts, I'm going to put how many miles and why I bought it, and I'm going to put it in the folder, and that's another tax deduction.
Yeah,
the plumbing
exactly
parts
right
plus
now.
The 53 cents a mile.
Right, that's exactly right. Now, here's the other thing
that's
you want
how
to
I
keep
do
in
it.
Mind. In my book, How to Win Your Tax Audit, I got a chapter in the book that talks about what specific records are needed to prove various deductions. The single biggest problem that people have going through a tax audit, 70% of all of the adjustments in favor of the IRS that are made in tax audits are made because taxpayers either don't have or the IRS has convinced them that they don't have adequate records to prove their deductions. And so, you know, when we come back from the break, we can talk about exactly what those records consist of and how to overcome that.
There you go. That's great. And I've got an example that I can share with you about exactly that. Great. Dan Pilla, danpilla.com. We'll be right back.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
From the outset, President Trump has been clear about how he sees the challenges we face. And on many, we agree. British Prime Minister Theresa May speaking as she and President Trump hold a joint news conference after private meetings in the UK. President Trump also saying that he and May agreed on most issues, from how to handle North Korea and Iran to how to continue to fight terrorism. And despite criticizing May's so-called soft Brexit plan, in an interview with a British tabloid, the president said of trade with the United Kingdom,
"Just make sure we can trade together. That's all that matters. The United States looks forward to finalizing a great bilateral trade agreement with the United Kingdom."
Meanwhile, a huge anti-Trump demonstration is going on in central London, where tens of thousands are protesting his stand on immigration, climate change, and other issues. This is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Watch it.
I know there's something happening.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why? Keep it.
God,
you're.
Take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, Dan Pill is with us. I'll spell his name for you. Dan. P-I-L-L-A and .com, danpilla.com. He's written some books, How to Get Tax Amnesty, The IRS Problem Solver, How to Win Your Tax Audit, and others. So danpilla.com. Dan, the IRS audit is an adversarial situation. It's you versus the IRS. And the IRS auditor's position, as I've seen it, is, I don't believe you, unless you can prove it. Please continue with what you were going to say.
Yeah, you're exactly right, Vincent. And that's what I was alluding to before the break, is the biggest mistake that taxpayers make. As I said, 70% of the adjustments that are made by the IRS in favor of the IRS in tax audits are based on taxpayers not having records, or at least the IRS making people believe they don't have records. And the reason for the problem is that people do not understand that they have the burden of proof when they go through a tax audit. You need to understand that in an audit situation, the IRS never has to prove you made a mistake. You have to prove you did it right. The burden of proof is on the taxpayer. Now, if your government accuses you of robbing a grocery store, they got to prove your guilt beyond a reasonable doubt. But when the IRS says, well, you owe us $10,000, they don't have to prove you owe the 10 grand. You have to prove you don't owe the 10 grand. And so this is what the challenge is in a tax situation. And so you got to understand how to carry that burden of proof. In my book, How to Win Your Tax Audit, this is the most comprehensive treatment of the audit process that's ever been written for the public, so that you understand how to come out of that audit with your money in your pocket.
Yep. And let me give you an example, class, of what we're talking about. So in 1979, I believe it was 1979, I was hauled into the IRS for an audit, but I was moving. I was moving to California to start a company. Well, the audit followed me from the East Coast, 3,000 miles to California. I thought I'd never do that. Oh, yeah, it did. And so during the audit, the auditor said, I see you've got a charitable contribution here. Can you show me receipts? And I said, absolutely. So I reached into the folder, and I had the receipts for the checks. Canceled checks for the Boy Scouts, the Girl Scouts, the church, you know, all the charitable contributions that we made. And it added up to a round number. And I said to the auditor, so why am I here? And he said, well, this was suspicious. You know, you've got this charitable contribution line item, and it's $500, and it looks suspicious. So I added up all the checks, you know, with him, and it came out to 500.00. All legitimate, all canceled checks. And right then and there, in 1980, when I had the audit, it followed me from 1979 to 1980, I decided I will never do a round number again. I don't even pump gas to a round number. I don't. Because I was audited because my tax, my charitable contributions came up to $500. And it was a great learning experience. And did I bring our children? Absolutely. You know, when I go to audits, I didn't have children back then, but in subsequent audits, I bring the children. You know, they're little, and I want them to see what it's like so that they're not afraid of an audit. They can see what mommy and daddy are doing in in a government setting, which is, you know, pretty, well, for most people, it's pretty stressful. So that was my example. Have you seen that before, Dan Pilla?
Well, oh, yeah, there's no question about it. There's a number of ways that the IRS uses to select returns for audit. As I said, the DIF program is the biggest one, but there's no question that they use these other methods of looking at things, and you know entries on a tax return that are all neat round numbers do tend to look suspicious, no question about that. But again, it gets back to what we've been talking about here during the course of the program, and that is, do you have the records to prove the deduction? And if you have the records to prove the deduction, then I don't care if it's a round number. Now, here's the other thing I talk about in How to Win Your Tax Audit. I talk about audit proofing the tax return. The IRS has a form 8275. They don't talk about it. They don't encourage people to use it. It's called a disclosure statement. And the disclosure statement, form 8275, I call it the audit proof form, because it allows you to provide information with the tax return that answers any potential questions raised in the return. And by doing that, just for example, Vincent, if you had used the 8275 with your tax return and reported and explained on your 8275 your charitable contributions, and you listed them all out and the amounts, and put it right on the 8275, then the IRS would say, well, this $500, this nice, neat, round number looks suspicious. But then there's the 8275 that breaks it all down, and they can see, well, yeah, it adds up to $500 because we have $100 here, $200 there, another $100 here, and so on, and there it is. And so I encourage people to use that 8275. I show you how to use it in the book, and it's a very important part of the strategy of putting some insulation between you and the IRS.
I love it, Dan Pilla. I really do. And what I do is something that's probably not appreciated by the IRS, is I write notes all over the return, even in places where they don't want me to write notes. So when they look at mine, I think they say, oh, man, this let's go find some lower hanging fruit than this one. And
well, that's a good phrase, because the low hanging fruit is really what the audits are all about. There's no question about that. Listen, let's put this in perspective here. You know, people think of the IRS and they think of the United States government and unlimited resources and unlimited power and unlimited time and unlimited manpower and all of that. And that's simply not the case with the IRS. And let me put this in perspective for you. In 2018, there were approximately 150 million individual income tax returns filed with the agency. There was another 100 plus million business tax returns filed with the IRS. So we're talking about north of 250 million tax returns filed with the IRS in 2018. And that's the pattern year after year, and they grow a little bit every single year in terms of numbers just because population is growing. The IRS has 85,000 employees. Now, that number is going to go up a little bit this year, but it's not going to go up significantly. So let's call it 85,000 employees. And of those 85,000 employees, only about 20,000 of them are auditors. So, Vincent, how is the IRS going to take 20,000 employees and audit 250 million tax returns?
Mm-hmm.
The answer is they aren't going to. It's not going to happen. So they have to use a profiling process. We hate profiling in this country, but the IRS is masterful at using financial profiling to select people for audit based on the ultimate concept of low-hanging fruit. Who can we go after that is most likely to produce results for us in terms of more revenue? And they've got various computer programs they use to screen the tax returns. I talked about the DIF program, but there's other ones as well. They use these computer programs to effectively financially profile these tax returns so they can target the ones that are likely to produce the highest result of the highest dollar for them, bang for the buck in terms of their audits. And that's why it's important. That's just one reason why it's important to use the disclosure statement when you prepare your tax returns, and another reason why it's important to have these contemporaneous records, because even if the computer program thinks that your return is off base and thinks that you're low-hanging fruit, it doesn't mean that you actually are low-hanging fruit. And as long as you got your documents in order the way I show you in the book how to win your tax audit, then you are going to be able to get out of there with your money in your pocket.
You know, Dan Pilla, I believe that most people would be embarrassed if they were selected for an IRS audit, but I don't think they should be embarrassed. I've even talked about how I've been audited and challenged on the radio. I'm telling everybody, yeah, just because you've been selected for an audit doesn't mean you've committed tax fraud or done anything wrong. It's just want you to prove it. That's all.
Yeah. No, there's no question about it. But I'll tell you in my experience, Vincent, it's not so much the audit that embarrasses people, although you're right, a lot of people are embarrassed by the idea of an audit. But what really is embarrassing to folks is when they have a tax liability that they can't pay. They owe the IRS money, 30, 40, 50 grand, and they can't pay it. And that's where the circumstances get very difficult, because the IRS can enforce collection with wage levies and bank levies and so on. And that's why it's vitally important for you to understand your rights in the collection process. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, walks you through that. It is the comprehensive guide that will walk you through the process. This book, Vincent, has been out since 1992. It's gone through 9 different revisions. I just did another edit on it not that long ago, where we rewrote the thing from cover to cover. This book has helped hundreds of thousands of people to deal with the IRS. And if you've got a collection problem, that's where you need to go to get your problem solved.
Dan, what will it cost someone in our broadcast classroom today to get your book on how to get tax amnesty or how to win your tax audit or the IRS problem solver?
Yeah, there's different prices for the books, Vincent. The How to Get Tax Amnesty is about $50 for the book, and then there's a small shipping and handling charge. How to Win Your Tax Audit's about $30, and the IRS Problem Solver is about $20. And so these are inexpensive books that are very, very effective. And as I said, they've helped hundreds of thousands of people across the country to deal with IRS issues and to avoid expensive attorneys and accountants and get the problem solved without getting cleaned out. You just go to my website, danpilla.com. That's one word, danpilla.com, and you got all the information right there.
Dan, I spent 42 years learning how to do this, and for $100, you can get several of your books that would put way more information out than, you know, what I've been able to determine. And that is less. That is less than what it would cost to go to an H&R Block with a little desk and a little cubicle surround at Walmart to have your taxes prepared by a guy who has no clue.
Well, that's the point, Vincent. You know, there's about 60% of the people that file tax returns in America use a paid preparer. Another 20% use some kind of a computer program. But let's talk about the paid preparers. You know, there's a great number of them, and I don't know what the percentage is, but there's a great number of them that are using the chains to prepare their tax returns. And these guys, Vincent, know nothing about defending tax returns when the IRS questions it. They know nothing about it.
And there are other people who use TurboTax that you got to buy a new copy of every single year. And so it's obsolete after you file. Why would you do that? Why not read Publication 17, learn it yourself, get a few books from Dan Pilla, and start saving money right now? We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
The new frontier in human nutrition will be the exploration of how foods and herbs epigenetically affect our cells. Epigenetics is the study of how the DNA of the cell can be signaled to function in a whole new manner. It is already known that certain herbs change cells for the better via the epigenetic signaling system. This means that with proper signaling, you can feel younger, stronger, and even live much longer. The quality of the whey used in One World Whey is of a caliber that we believe is positively affecting the cells of your body via that epigenetic signaling system. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Last, we are just scratching the surface about taxes. And if you'd like to contact Dan Pilla, you can go to usapreparers.com, click on the instructors tab, and there's a link right there. And you click on the link, it'll take you right to his website, danpilla.com. Dan, I've traveled the country from the Mississippi to the east, and I've talked about taxes in seminar rooms. And I've had lots of people in seminars, and I talk about all kinds of things, preparedness related. And one of the questions I ask is, so how many of you prepare your own taxes? Only a few in the room will raise their hands. And the next question I ask is, so how many prepare your taxes? Only a few. Who prepares your taxes? And it's always the same answer. And I'll use the name Connie, for example. So Connie's great. She prepares our taxes. She knows everything. And we don't get audited. Now, that name can be Joe or Bob or Harry or Bill or whatever.
Right.
It's always the same. Why?
Well, people have complete faith in their accountants. I mean, that's what the answer is. And I hear the same thing. I say, well, my accountant so-and-so, he knows what he's doing. He's been doing this for years. Or, you know, the other thing I hear is, well, she used to work for the IRS.
Yeah,
so
right.
She really knows the inside, you know, the inside tricks, and she knows the inside angles. And so because she worked for the IRS, she's really the one to prepare my tax return for me. And listen, there are good tax return preparers out there. There isn't any question about it. But But I encourage people, if you're going to use a tax pro, that you need to find somebody who's in the business of tax preparation full time. A lot of these tax preparers, in fact, I would argue that most of the tax preparers out there are part time. You know, they prepare tax returns 3 months out of the year, and then they sharpen saws the other 9 months. And, you know, who knows what else they do. Those are not the kind of people you want preparing your tax return for you if you're going to use a professional. You need to get somebody who's got a lot of experience, who's in the business full time, that makes it their business to stay on top of this, on top of the tax laws, because they're constantly changing. Almost every single day there's something new when it comes to the IRS and the law and how the law is enforced and interpreted and so on. And so you got to have somebody that's in the business of doing this, and it's not a part-time gig for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you know, you get that letter from the IRS and it says that you've been you're going to be audited, and so you call Connie and you say, Connie, remember me? This is Vincent. You did my taxes. Remember me? Yeah, I remember you. Oh, yeah. You're the funny looking guy. Yeah, that's right. That's me. So, Connie, I need your help. I'm being audited. And Connie says, I'm in Florida. And you go, well, yeah, but I need your help. But I'm in Florida. Connie, I need your help. Okay, so you want to fly me back to your state from Florida? I'm going to need a hotel and meals, and, you know, I'm going to charge you X number of dollars per day. Is that what you want me to do? Think about that, class. That's a scenario that can happen very easily.
Well, it can, Vincent, and there's really a more likely scenario, and that is Connie says, you know what, I don't do audits. I don't handle audits. You know, so, you need to get somebody who knows how to handle an audit. I do tax return preparation, but I don't handle audits. And
so
here's the other thing you need to understand. A lot of these tax return preparers are not actually admitted to practice before the IRS. And so if you go through an audit and you have to do an appeal, even if they are willing to represent you in the audit, they may not be able to represent you in the appeal because they're not admitted to practice to the IRS. So that's another issue.
So, Dan Pilla, if we come to the conclusion that, one, read Publication 17, two, prepare your own taxes, three, get a few of your books, and so that you will save an enormous amount of money, way more than the books cost, and have the peace of mind that if you are audited, you are armed and ready and prepared right now before the audit, and so you don't have to live your life saying, I hope we don't get... Well, I don't want to get the mail today because maybe we're getting a letter from the IRS. Do you agree with that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. No question about it. You need to understand what your rights are. If you don't know what your rights are, Vincent, you don't have any. And the fact of the matter is taxpayers have so many rights when they're dealing with the IRS, they don't have to worry about getting run over.
And, Dan, if someone's in a position where they are being hammered by the IRS and they are being threatened with losing their home or their business or their assets, can they call you?
Absolutely. Those are the kinds of cases we handle all day long, Vincent. They can call me at 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-N-O-T-A-X. Or go to my website, danpilla.com.
Dan, I hope that you'll be able to come back again and again and again as your schedule permits. I love broadcasting.
Give me a call, and if I can help you, I'm happy to.
Great. Thanks so much, Dan Pilla.
DanPilla.com.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.